Hello, Mama. Hope your day is glorious. I am exhausted, but so excited to be here with you. I'm just exhausted because it's day 9 of my husband being out of town. So it's been a lot over here, but I know a lot of you get it. A lot of your husbands are out of town a lot, or all of you single mamas, you are amazing. Or if you have a spouse in the military, God bless you, because it's a lot. And it's been going pretty well, but I'm just feeling it today. But being with you always energizes me. So this is the perfect place to be. And I'm really excited to continue our conversation today as we get closer to closing out our Daughters of the King series, which is all about you, Mama. Because before you are a wife, before you are a mama, you are first and foremost a daughter of the King. So we're talking about what that looks like, how to follow the leading of God in your life and not put that underneath other things. And so today we are going to talk about just kind of some more practical as well as mindset strategies about how to make time to pursue calling. We've talked about what calling is. It's not necessarily starting a business or going back to school or doing something massive that, you know, overhauls everything, but it is being faithful to the next step that God's calling you to, whether that's reaching out to a neighbor, whether that's serving in your church, whether that is starting a business or whatever it might look like. It can look like so many different things: fostering, adopting. The list goes on. when we talk about this, I know a lot of people on their minds have this thought of like, okay, that sounds great. I hear you. I want to do those things, but how in the world do I have time? I already feel like I'm drowning. I already feel like I don't have enough time for the things that are on my plate. So what does this look like? I don't get it. So I wanted to spend some time just talking about that today, because I think there's a lot that can be said about what that looks like. So I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Let's make some time for the voice of God in our lives. That's essentially what we're doing here. Let's go. Welcome to the Morning Mama Podcast, where it is time to wake up to the life you were created for. Come join me on a journey to heal from your past, craft a healthy, joy-filled life, and discover the gifts and passions inside of you that the world needs. Hi, I'm Brittany, a former marriage and family therapist who is ready to help you grab hold of your courage, step out in faith, and discover that your life can become more than you ever dreamed possible. This is Morning Mama, a place for you to throw off all that has been holding you back and run into true freedom. All right, Mama, I think this idea of making time for things is just so relevant to all of us. In this season, it can be so easy to fall into that kind of victim mindset of, gosh, I just don't have enough time. Like, there's just this, like, we're powerless over our circumstances. Like, this is just what it is. It's how it's going to be. There's no way around it. This is just my reality. And this goes for calling, but it also goes for healing. You know, like, this podcast overall is we're pursuing this idea of healing, and I've shared it many times with you before, but for me, I see calling as a part of that healing journey, because you're not fully healed until you're living out the freedom, the redemption, God using the pain and the brokenness that you've walked through to help other people. And that's a step in the healing process. And so, you know, I just see this mindset of not having enough time in all of these areas. And I also, you know, want to speak to that for a minute about healing yourself. So again, calling is healing, but there's also some other steps before calling, before you step into that layer of healing. And there's like actually just a time where you do just need to focus on yourself and invest in yourself and go deep to work on yourself. And making the time for that can feel like you just don't have it, like you don't have the resources, whatever it is. And I get it, but also you don't have the resources or the time not to do that. Really though, like I know I say that a lot, but it's true, because you not being healthy, it's like you're basically the lowest common denominator. Oh gosh, math. I shouldn't do math when I'm tired. Or maybe ever. Actually, I was pretty good at math. I didn't really like it, but I was pretty good at it. But I'm probably messing it up now because I haven't talked about denominators in a decade or two. Anyways, I digress. So you are the lowest, I don't know if it's the highest or the lowest. You're the I'm just going to stop talking about denominators. Don't worry. Stay with me. Stay with me. Basically, everyone is going to look to your level of health and they're going to fall to your level of health. So if you are not super healthy, like you are trapped in depression, anxiety, fear, anger, whatever that looks like for you, if you are in that all the time, like everyone is going to fall to your level. Like you're not going to be able to bring your kids higher than you've brought yourself. And your spouse, maybe he's pulling everyone along, but he's also going to kind of be sucked down to your level as well. Like it's going to impact him to some extent, especially as the mom and the wife. Like that's such a powerful role in the home. Even regardless of how your family operates and like what that, if you're in traditional roles or not. And so you actually investing in yourself and taking that time to do the work to show up as your full self, that impacts every single person in your home. Your kids will be deeply impacted by this. Your husband, your marriage will be deeply impacted by this. And so you actually are robbing your family of their health when you don't take care of your own health. And that's why I'm here. This is why I have the podcast. This is why I have the academy, is because I want you to be your full self who God made you to be. So you can run in this life, raise healthy children, have a healthy family, and find joy in the midst of this season. And when you find joy, that helps your kids find joy, that helps your husband find joy. Like again, it all falls back to you. And so make sure if you are in a place where you need to invest in yourself in a greater capacity, that you do something about it. Like right now, go find a therapist or come and join my academy. I would love to help you with this process of really figuring out like what is going on inside of you. Why do you keep yelling? Why are you trapped in anxiety? And I walk you through every step of what it looks like to get out of it. And I have tools for you. So you have a strategy, a very simple, specific strategy to navigate any situation that might come up. It literally, you can apply it to any situation. And I help you apply it for an entire year. We have group coaching calls for up to 1 year where you can hop on and say, I don't know what to do in this situation, help. And we talk through it together. And you get to hear other mamas that are also in their situations trying to figure out how to do this stuff. So come and join me. I would love to walk with you through this. It's a 16-week Go At Your Pace course along with a year of group coaching. And I just would love to get my eyes into your world and help you get healthy so you can help your family get healthy. And really, there's joy waiting for you in the midst of this season. So really, like whatever it is, if the academy is not for you, please do something, because God has that waiting for you. Like, and I hate to point to your family because, you know, I want you to do it for yourself, but I know a lot of you are not going to do that. So I point to your family because that gets you more motivated sometimes. So like do whatever you need to. Reach out to your pastors, find a therapist, like get moving. Maybe read some books. Like there's some great books out there that can help you get some movement. Go through all these podcasts, right? Like go and actually take notes and do some of the exercises and some of the work to really implement what's going on. And get into the nitty gritty of it. Okay. So that's my first encouragement to you. Whatever next step you have, right? That's really a part of your calling as well. It all kind of overlaps, right? Healing is calling is healing. But if you know for you, that's your next step, go take it. Okay. Make time for it. And maybe instead of applying all of these principles I'm about to share with you to the traditional view of calling, right? Like reaching out to others, helping others, impacting the world. Maybe apply these to your situation for needing to find the time to heal, because like that's what's next for you. That's the calling that you're called into. So apply it to that. All right. But today I have seven just principles, ideas about how to actually make time for these things, how to make time for this calling. And then at the end, I'm just going to briefly share just some of what my schedules have looked like in the past, now and previously, just to give you some rough ideas of like what it can look like. And there's so many different versions I've been through. There's so many different versions other moms have. So this is just obviously not like the only option, but I just wanted to give you kind of a very practical view of what it looks like for me. Because you know, I'm in the midst of it with you. The thick of these babies, it's just a lot. And they're amazing. And it's a lot. Okay, let's jump in. So here we go. Number one, this is have a mindset that this is a non-negotiable. Have a mindset that this is a non-negotiable, that the calling that God has on your life is a non-negotiable. Okay? So again, we can fall into that victim mindset where we begin to think like, well, I just don't have time. It's just, you know, this is a nice thought, a nice option for someday when my kids are older and they're in school or whatever, right? But ultimately, if God is calling you to it, and if he's calling you to it right now, then it's a non-negotiable, right? Like, that's obedience. Like, to be obedient, you have to say yes to that and make time for that and step into that. And so you need to take on that mindset that this is just a non-negotiable, and you need to grab hold of that and run with it and do not stop. Because otherwise, there's going to be a million and one things that derail you, and it's going to be very easy to not do it. Like, for us over here, I've literally been sick for a month. You can probably still hear my nasally voice over here. I think I'm finally getting better. Praise the Lord. But I'm still so tired, and it's just a lot. So, you know, I've been sick. My kids have been sick. Other family members have been sick, you know, that watch our kids. Like, it's just been an all-out war, it feels like. And so it would have been really easy to be like, well, I just can't record more podcasts because I'm coughing and I don't feel good, right? And I did try and take a break for a couple of days, you know, to like heal and not cough too much in your ear. But thank you, Dad, for editing all of those coughs out. For those of you that have not heard me coughing, you can thank him, and you should thank him because it was disgusting. He's my editor and he's amazing. But you know, it would have been so easy just to be like, nah, I can't do this, right? I'm too tired. I'm in pain. I don't have childcare, whatever it is. But no, like, to me, this is a non-negotiable. This is like what I am called to pursue. This is what God has said I am to do. And it truly does bring me joy. And so that's part of it. But I think sometimes, you know, until you're really in it and you're moving and you're kind of grooving, that easy joy doesn't come as readily. And so there's going to be a lot more resistance in the beginning. Another thing from my life to give you a picture of this is exercise. I talk all the time about how I'm like, I need to make exercise a priority. And I'm trying, you know, if you've listened to all the podcasts, you've heard me be like, okay, I'm on a roll. Here we go. I think this is it. And then like I taper off, you know, a couple weeks later. And so for me, that's how exercise has been, is like just the struggle to make it consistent, especially in this season where it's like, for a while I was really good at walking, but then like when one, it's spider season over here in Southern California, and it's just disgusting the amount of massive spiders everywhere. So I'm kind of scared to go on the trails. But also, gosh, I'm on little tangents all over the place today. But also it was really hot. And then it also, my husband's been out of town, or I was sick, you know, so there's all these things that have gotten in the way of that. And so all that to say, like, really, and we're going to talk more about this in some of the upcoming ones, but I need to adjust, right? Like, I need to make it a non-negotiable mindset that I need to get some form of exercise in all throughout my week. But that's something I'm still working through, right? Like, it's still on my mind all the time, and I'm like trying to pursue it. I finally got to go on a walk the other day, and it was still hard to breathe, but it was good still. But like, this is the kind of mindset that you have to have. And I share that because I get it. I know what that feels like to struggle with that mindset and to have trouble getting that momentum and to feel like, because you have to actually fight for it, because there's going to be everything that derails you. And so to have this mindset that you know that you know that you know this is what you have to do, and you're not going to back down until it happens. And, you know, even early on as I was beginning ministry and business as a mom, it was a lot easier to be derailed. It was easier to just be like, well, maybe I just won't record this week or whatever it was. But as I've now have a lot of momentum and I have a lot of like history behind me proving to myself this is what I'm doing and I'm not stopping, and it's gotten easier, right? Because I know how to do it now. I know how it feels. Like it's a lot easier. It's now, I'm in an easier season where I can pursue this, and it's not as much of a struggle. But especially in the beginning, you have to just grab hold of that mindset that this is happening. Like, no matter what happens, you're going to be creative and you're going to figure out how to make time for this. Now, I do want to give you a caveat to this, because I don't want you to get to a place where you're like beating everyone over the head with this and you're like, nah, like you're angry at your husband because he has to work and you didn't get your childcare today because the kids were sick, and so now you're angry at him and resentful for him because he gets to work and you're with the sick kids. I say all of that from experience. That's something I used to kind of struggle with, is when my kids were sick and I had to stay home with them, and you know, I was supposed to have childcare that day, I would just be so angry and resentful for that situation. And that's just not a healthy place to be in for anyone, right? It wasn't healthy for me, for my husband, for like my situation, right? And so now I've really gotten to a place where I, we were just talking about this actually in the academy yesterday. I think all of us yesterday on the call were just kind of in a similar place where there's just a lot of things that have derailed the progress. And it's all about getting creative in the current situation with how to do this. And that's essentially it, is that being creative and not backing down. But also saying, okay, God, this is what you have for me today. I'm here today with the kids, and that's our situation. God, what do you have for me in this? God, you have blessings for me every single day. Like, what does today look like? What are those blessings going to look like? It's not going to look like what I thought it would look like, where I get to sit down and get a chunk of work done, but it's going to look like something different. What do you have for me? How do you want me to lean into my kids? What do you want to do through me and inside of me today? And so we have to have that kind of flexibility to not, you know, get resentful and angry, because that's a situation, like that's life in general, but especially in a season as a mom where there's gonna be things that change it and get in the way. And so like, you need to be ready to be flexible. Okay, so hold on to this mindset, make it a non-negotiable, but then be ready to be flexible, be ready to be creative about what solutions could look like. And always with everything, like, lean into the Holy Spirit. You know, some days you're going to have to put whatever you feel like you're called to in that moment on the back burner, because like, maybe your husband needs you, and like, he needs you to watch the kids for extra long and he was supposed to watch them. Or maybe he just needs you to be around because he just is struggling. Or maybe your kids are sick, or they're just had a hard day and they need you, right? So you have to go in with the voice of the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you in this, because just like having this rigid idea of like, this is it no matter what, and if I don't have it, then everything's horrible. That's not going to work. So I know that's like, you know, very nuanced. It's not just black or white. It's learning to live in that gray space of the Holy Spirit and how he's leading and guiding you. So there's your number one. Have it be a non-negotiable. And be ready to be flexible. All right. Okay, number two. Clean. So this is one I talk about a lot, but I just always have to encourage you with this, because I've heard, I don't know, just some moms lately talking about struggling or cleaning when their kids go to bed, or I can't remember where I've seen it or what I've seen, but I know this is something not everyone does, and I want to help you find some freedom here because I love this strategy. Okay, so it's number two, clean when the kids are awake or home. Okay, so I know a lot of you will clean only when your kids are sleeping, or after they go to bed, or when they're at school or whatnot. Like, you're all about, that's when you take care of the house. And that's commendable, and it's great. And, you know, sometimes that's, life is going to call for that. And even, you know, like, sometimes I'll stay up late cleaning the house so that we can have a peaceful reset home for the next day. And so I have been doing that more lately because I've just seen how important it is to have that. But my goal is to do it all during the day and to not have too much to do at nighttime. And so what this looks like is you invite your kids into this process. Like, just today I was washing dishes, and I didn't say like, okay, kids, here's something for you to play with while I wash dishes. Or I didn't say, oh, here's this TV for you to watch while I wash dishes. I said, I'm going to wash the dishes. That's all I said. And then my son went off to play, you know, on his own, like, doing his own thing. The baby went off to play on his own. Didn't tell me anything. He can't talk. I don't know why I find that so funny. Okay. And then my daughter was like, oh, can I help you? And I was like, sure. So my two-year-old daughter came and stood on a step stool next to me, and I gave her a sponge, and she actually did a great job this time. So I'm actually already seeing like, ooh, the more I do this, like, she's actually going to be helping soon, like, for reals. She probably could have done that whole sink, actually. This is making me think I need to give her a little more responsibility. She did a great job. And so she sat there just helping me with the dishes and, you know, a little extra water here and there. But, you know, I got to connect with her while we were doing this. We got to do it together. And she got to be a part of it. I'm not like sending them off. I've talked about this in another episode about how when we send them off to play while we clean, it gives them this mentality that play is their job. And so they don't actually feel like they need to be a part of the house cleaning and keeping up. And so then when we ask them to like clean their room or pick up something, they're like, what now? My job is to play, right? And so we have to stop doing that and teach them that this is their job, is to, we're all a team, we're all a part of this process. And I don't force the, you know, all the chores on them. There are certain things like my son needs to keep his room clean. The kids need to clean the playroom each day, is when I make time for it. Every once in a while, we don't do it before bedtime. But like those are things that they are required to do. And then the rest of the stuff at this point with their ages is, it's just like, if they want to join me in it, but I don't like, for the most part, every once in a while when I'm just so exhausted and I just feel like I need to do something alone, I'll be like, okay, here's a show. I'm going to go cook or something. But for the most part, I try and invite them into that process of cleaning. And like, this is going to be so freeing for you. And it's so good. Like they get to be with you, right? That's it's quality time. Like the cleaning actually becomes the play. Like, and you're teaching them life skills and showing them how to do this. And you're teaching them just that general sense of responsibility. Like this is what we do together. So there's so much good that comes from that. So my encouragement to you is to make this a priority in your home, where you're inviting your kids into this process, because this is going to be huge for opening up time along with all of those other things that I said. And then you're going to utilize school time or nap times or whatever time that is for the work that God's calling you to do. So now all of a sudden you have a 2-hour chunk in the middle of the day for you to pursue the calling on your life. Or you have a lot of chunk in the beginning of the day if your kids are in school, right? So look at those chunks that your kids are sleeping or away. And that is now going to be the time that you can have to pursue this calling on your life. And, you know, I know some of you too, like are really like great cleaners, and I'm not one of those truly. But you know, you want to like really deep clean some stuff, and it's going to be really challenging to do it with a kid around. Don't be rigid about this. So maybe you split the time. Maybe some of the time you are deep cleaning and some of the time you're inviting them or you're using that sleep time or school time as the other work that you need to do. And also, if you have the capacity to hire a cleaner, like do it. Don't feel guilty about that. That's amazing. We were in a season for a while where we could do that, and it was the best thing ever. So there's all kinds of crazy mindsets out there about like, I shouldn't do that. I feel guilty. I should do it myself. Like, where does that come from? Why do we need to do that ourselves? We have if we have the financial capacity, like that's amazing. That is how I see the world. Okay. All right. So there's a little tip for you. Now, number 3, wake up early or stay up late. So maybe there's a lot of work you need to do. Maybe your kids aren't napping. Maybe you homeschool, so working like during that daytime is going to be challenging, right? There could be things that get in the way. You don't really feel like you have that time. So another strategy is to either wake up early or stay up late. And I keep emphasizing the or, because I don't want you doing both. You do need your sleep. You do need to rest your body. And that is, I mean, I think we know this, but we also fight it sometimes because it just feels like we want more time, whether it's to rest or to work. But we need that sleep for our brains, for our bodies, for our family, right? We are better humans when we get that sleep. And so don't neglect that. Don't cut that out. But, you know, if you strategize, you can figure out whether to stay up a little bit late or wake up a little bit early. And especially like there's going to be seasons, you know, when God is helping you, is really opening up new doors and really you're stepping into new layers of calling. There might be seasons where you actually do stay up somewhat late, really like diving into something. Like when I was first starting this business, I was trying to figure out how to build? Oh, well, I think a page, some kind of website thing. And I would spend so many hours doing it because it was so much fun. And I loved it. And so I would stay up late doing that. And, you know, there's seasons when I'm redoing something. Usually it's like for me at nighttime, it's like the visual stuff, like using Canva or something where I get to do the visual stuff, because the deep thinking is challenging at night for me. But there were seasons where I did that every every single night, and I loved it. It was so fun. Now I'm in a season where I might do a tiny bit of work at night, but I'm pretty tired. And then for me, morning times is Jesus time, and I don't really have room for both. But I know people that make room for both, right? Like if you wake up early enough, you can absolutely get a power hour of work in and spend time with Jesus, you know, and be prepared for your day. Like there are ways to do all of that, just depending on your situation, your kids, like what is best for you. But you just got to get creative. But then if you're waking up really early, you need to go to bed early. Got to get that sleep. So, you know, figure out what that looks like. And, you know, you do need that sleep, but you don't need Netflix. You don't need social media, right? Like these things that often many of us end up doing at night are not things we need, aren't really providing us real rest. And so if working fills you up and it's exciting and if it's calling, like part of your calling, it's going to fill you up. It's going to be exciting. Not all the time like we talk about, but it's going to be good. Do the exciting parts like at night or in the morning, you know. You know, let go of those things that we don't really need that aren't really bringing us rest and replace them with something that's going to like lift our spirit. You know, I'm reminded of, I can't remember how much I've talked about this on here, but there's this, it's kind of like a personality inventory, but it's for specifically for work and what you're good at work. And everyone, it's called The Working Genius. It's amazing. If you want to go check it out, it's by, oh gosh, what is his name? I'll have to get it for you, but Patrick Lincioni. I just remembered Patrick Lincioni. Essentially, it helps you establish like what are your two, it's like throughout the work continuum, which areas of work are you great at and which deplete you? And you'll have to go dive into it. I'm not going to, maybe in another episode, I'll dive into it. But all that to say, it helps you kind of understand like maybe why you're really depleted at work and why you're exhausted by certain things. And it talks about how like if you are trying to, you know, have a healthy relationship with work and be filled up by it, it's actually better to add things that fill you up versus taking away things that deplete you. You know, obviously taking away things is good too. And at some point, too much work is too much work. But to give you more energy and joy and fulfillment, adding in things that fill you up actually helps tip the scale more than taking something away that depletes you. So if you can add in time where you are pursuing this calling and doing some of the work that God's called you to, it if it's truly what he's calling you to and it's in your gift mix, like it's going to fill you up. And so you're actually going to feel better when you add this in, even though you feel like you don't have time for it, because you're now filled up by the work versus, you know, feeling unfulfilled and depleted from this other work, which I think for a lot of us with littles in this season of motherhood, that often it can feel depleting, right? Like it's, you know, everyone's different. There's some people that love it. But for me, I know it's a lot of tedious physical work. There's some fun play and exploration and stuff, but you know, it's just not, a lot of it is not just in my wheelhouse of what energizes me. And so adding in this calling work, it gives me energy and fuels me so that I can keep going. And the last thing I'll say about this is just that you also do need rest time. Like you do need to just, you know, maybe not Netflix or social media. It can be those sometimes if that really does, you know, feel good to you. So for me, social media rarely ever does. Sometimes Netflix feels good, but it gives me kind of rest. Like I just watched a movie, like an old movie, Devil Wears Prada. I don't usually like sit down and watch a movie on my own, but my husband's been out of town and I just wanted something while I was folding the laundry and it was so fun. I loved it. So, you know, there's going to be moments like that. And that's okay. But what I'm trying to say here is, you know, don't feel like you need to fill every little inch of your life with work and calling. Do other things that fill you up as well, like true rest things. We are called to rest. And so, you know, I know for me in this season, work sometimes does feel like my favorite form of rest. But I also know there's times like when my brain really just needs to chill. And so I just need to read a book or take a bath or go for a walk or watch a movie or, you know, like I do need to also take a break from that. So don't like be so strict on yourself about taking away all of your rest time so that you're only ever working and doing this calling work, and you know, you don't have that break and that rest, because that is really important. Okay, well, we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 more, and then I'll share my work schedule. So we'll hop into the next episode to go there. But today we talked about having a mindset that's non-negotiable and flexible. cleaning when your kids are awake and home, waking up early, or staying up late. And these are just some like quick strategies of like, there is time. There is time in your day, and you've got to figure out what that looks like. But here's some ideas of how you can navigate that, because if you're called to it, you better be making time. and there is a way to make time. So let me pray for you, and then we'll hop into the rest in the next episode. God, I just thank you for this gift of calling, God, that we get to pursue it with you, God. I thank you that you've just crafted each of our callings differently, Lord, and just chosen something that's just going to be the best for us, that fills us up, that we love. And I'm just so grateful for that, God. I just pray for everyone listening, God, that you would just direct her steps, that you would show her how to do this, whether it's doing some inner healing work and some deep, you know, doing the thing to help her move forward inside with the anxiety and anger she's facing, or whether it's the external work of helping others and bringing light into this world. And either direction, God, I pray you would help her to find the time to do that, God, to make the time to do that, Lord. And I pray you would give her wisdom in that. I pray you would give her that just strength of that mindset to know that this is absolutely necessary. And I pray that everyone around her would just support her in that, God, and give her, you would just give her favor as she pursues you, essentially. Thank you, God, just that you do fill us up, God, and you give us this work that energizes us and gets us excited to wake up each day, Lord. And so we just thank you, God. You are so good, and we can't wait to see what you're going to do as we say yes and we're faithful to obey your call. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you, Mama.
If you found hope and inspiration in today's episode, then hit subscribe. Make sure you don't miss a moment on this journey of healing. Want to help more mamas enter into the hope and freedom you have found? Please take a moment to leave a review. This helps so much to get Morning Mama seen so that more mamas can find this space. Lastly, please come say hi in our Facebook group, Morning Mama Collective. I would love to meet you and learn your story. Let me know where you're getting stuck in your healing journey so that you can help inspire more episodes. I am so grateful for you, Mama, and I cannot wait to see all that God has in store for you.